I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall.
The beauty and splendor of Paris from more than a century ago come to life in a new exhibition. Paris 1900, City of Entertainment, offers a look at the City of Light in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee, is one of three American venues hosting the show. Cécilie Champivinos from the Petit Palais in Paris is guest curator and previews what we're going to see.
We are going to see a lot of things, of course, and a lot of different works of art, because we wanted to mix together, you see, painting, sculpture, but also costumes, you see, fans, souvenir objects, models, and we didn't want to organize only a fine art exhibition, but also an exhibition about a civilization, you see.
When you visit Paris 1900, you may feel as if you're there, in another time and place. Katie Delmay of the Frist says that's the idea.
To really immerse our visitors in Belle Epoque Paris. This was a time of elegance and sophistication in the French capital city, and we're trying to recreate it right here in Nashville.
There are more than 300 pieces in Paris 1900, ranging from paintings to sculptures to clothing to furniture and more. Yet, you won't feel overwhelmed or crowded due to the exhibition's open plan. Delmay tells us that was intentional.
Despite the fact that we have over 300 objects, which is a lot for us, I still wanted to, or maybe perhaps because of that, I wanted to have an open plan where people could really just kind of wander throughout the galleries, kind of like they were wandering through the city of Paris itself. There are six sections to the show, but there really isn't a strict chronology or a correct way to go through the exhibition, but rather I think people can just kind of go from gallery to gallery and see these beautiful objects in whatever way they wish. I like the fact that we also have a few photo murals and a documentary video that also bring the objects to life. You see not only the buildings and the kind of the cityscapes, but also the people and the modes of transportation. And again, that helps to really bring the objects to life and provide a nice context.
Champivinos says there's a little bit of something for everyone among those 300 works.
We wanted to evoke the fine art, but also, you see, the transportation, the leisure, the circus, the cabaret. So it's everybody can find something interesting.
Even if you've never been to Paris, you can appreciate this exhibition. Champivinos agrees.
I think you're right, and I think we really wanted to enable the audience to have the feeling to be in Paris without traveling to the capital. I think you're right.
Visitors from around the country are expected to see Paris 1900 during its time in Nashville. Delmay notes that Americans have long been fascinated by Paris.
We are, aren't we? It seems just very natural sense of sophistication and chicness that Paris seems to have always evoked, that sense of history and the fact that obviously it's a part of the world that has had strong cultural traditions for many, 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 many years. And as a newer country, I think America has looked to Europe and to Paris especially as being kind of a centerpiece of sophistication and glamour.
Paris 1900, City of Entertainment, runs until January 6th at the Frist Art Museum. Details are available at fristartmuseum.org. Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. Paul Ladd, Nashville.
I love Paris. Why, oh, why do I love Paris? Because my love is here.